We are here with another quick take episode of the Real Estate Law Podcast. This is Jason Muth with Pride Away Stays and Straightforward Short-Term Rentals. We're talking with Jennifer Beatles in this episode. We loved recording with Jennifer. She is in charge of Agents Invest. She's the CEO. She's run conferences. She teaches agents how to work with investor clients. Now, when you think about it, there's a lot of changes that have been happening right now with the NAR lawsuits and, you know, buyer's agency representation. I think that the cheese is moving in the real estate agent world. For a reference to the Who Moved My Cheese book, if you haven't read that, you should go pick it up. People are figuring out how they're going to make money, especially on the buyer agent side. Now, Jennifer had a great idea many, many years ago to focus her business on working with investor clients. Why investor clients? Well, as you'll hear in this episode, these investor clients are thinking more than just the one property that they're about to buy and move into and live in for 5 to 7 years. Then maybe they'll work again with that same agent after that duration of time. She's thinking about people that are going to buy multiple times throughout the year. And that's the deal with investor clients, is that they're often buying property every year, if not a couple times a year. And if you're an agent and you understand how to work with investor clients, it could be a lucrative way for you to transform your business, to shift it as the world is shifting around you. So think hard about it. Give a listen to this, and you can have all the information about Jennifer in the show notes to this episode.
We've heard on the podcast, you know, the 2008 crisis as being a real turning point for just about everybody in the real estate space. What I like about this story is you ran into the disaster. You know, we've heard very few people who got their real estate license in and around 2008 and then built a successful business in that. So even in that environment, you found an opportunity. And, you know, what I want to ask now is, you know, before we go into, you know, what you've built now for businesses in those stages, what did you do to connect with your potential client base? And what did you do to educate yourself on all the different aspects of investor ownership?
It's a great question. I think the most important thing is I get confidence in the numbers. And so at that time, the messages in the media was don't buy real estate prices are going down and you're going to lose money and it's really risky. And so I would say the majority of the population did nothing. They did not purchase properties because they were listening to the media, which is kind of what we're experiencing today, right? The media puts these negative messages out there. Consumers listen and do nothing, sit on the sidelines. And then later they say, I wish I would have done something, right? And so the message that I had for these investor clients was, this is your time. This is a great opportunity to get into the market. I only want you to buy deals that cash flow. So I'm not saying that you should go buy properties and, you know, put your 25% down, get leverage and cash flow negative every month. That's not a sound investment. But if we can find you opportunities where you're getting it at a discount and it's cash flowing from day one, and eventually rents are going to go up. So every year of your ownership, you're going to make more money on this investment. And it's, again, the rents go up, the prices will come back, they will appreciate again. And then you get all of these tax benefits along the way. And so for even the new investors, they understood that. And I demonstrated how this would look from a numbers standpoint. So a lot of investors, at least in my experience, they tend to be more technical people who are also numbers driven, right? And so when I could explain logically the opportunity and then demonstrate that through the numbers and have confidence in doing so, then they understood and they said, okay, let's do it. Let's go for it.
Over the past 14 years, we've had a lot of different changes in the marketplace, and kind of the opportunity that was served up almost in a silver platter back in 2008 to 2012 has changed and it's shifted. What's the opportunity now for investors in the market?
Oh, I feel like there's a really short window right now where, you know, there's still some fear in the market. So when the interest rates had gone up, we could say doubled really in a year, that took a lot of would-be first-time homebuyers out of the market and put them back into the renter pool. And we have seen cap rates go up and prices come down. And we're also seeing less competition for properties as compared to the last 2 years. A lot of the properties that I was writing offers on, there would be multiple offers, even in their apartment complexes. And people are putting down hard earnest money, $50,000 non-refundable earnest money. It's really difficult to compete with that. And right now, and again, I feel like there's a very short window. Right now, there's less competition. The prices have come down. And yes, the interest rates are higher. So it's a little bit more difficult to get deals to cash flow when the interest rate is 6 or 7, as opposed to 3 or 4. However, the interest rates will come back down. What I've learned over the last 15 years is the market is, you know, there's cycles. Anytime the government wants to stimulate the economy, they bring the interest rates down. So if you can get into a deal, or you can help your clients get into deals right now at a lower price, and they cash flow from day one at today's interest rates, they're going to be an even better deal when you can refinance and get a lower interest rate. And again, the rents are going up. We're also seeing some trends of, I think the first time home buyer age is going up, is increasing, because it's getting more expensive to get into your first property. So we have an increasing demographic of renters, and then the rents are going up, or we have a supply and demand issue. So there's all these trends that are in support of owning investment real estate and making it really make sense from a long-term standpoint. But I think the key is that agents and their clients need to be thinking in the long-term. We need to be thinking about decades as opposed to months. And I think sometimes the residential agent mindset is, I need to make commission, and I'm thinking in like 3 month chunks, and they're kind of operating their business in that way, is how can I make money in the next 90 days? Versus how can I build a client base of repeat customers who are going to buy multiple properties every year? And how can I help them scale their portfolio and be the agent that does that for them? And then I'm also going to take what I've learned from these clients and apply it myself.
Work with a lot of agents, and there are a lot of brilliant agents in the market who are really good at selling residential real estate. As you kind of alluded to earlier, asking people to imagine what it's like to live there, pointing out the great amenities and the pretty fixtures and everything like that. And there's a market for that, and there's a real skill in doing that. But there's just a lot of people who work in that space. You're starting to get into the conversation now. Why should an agent who's an expert in that space pivot away and start looking at rental properties and start looking at homes more as numbers and serving kind of a different whole client base?
Mm-hmm. I think that repeat clients is one. So I would say on average, the residential client is going to sell every 5 to 7 years, potentially. An investor, a great investor that you're able to help, you know, scale their portfolio, they're going to buy multiple properties every single year. And so if you can work with fewer clients, and clients who are loyal to you, and clients who don't need to sleep on it, think about it, drive by the neighborhood and have all of these like emotional decisions to make on a property and acquire these properties. Again, I feel like that's a more sustainable business. You're going to work fewer hours, fewer clients. Your lead generation expenses are going to be almost nothing, right? It's very easy to find these investor clients because very few agents specialize in this niche. And so you also have less competition. And so really the conversation turns into, does this cash flow or not? Does this make sense for the client or not? And again, that's an easier decision to make for the clients versus, again, the emotional decisions that they need to go through.
When you coach agents to work with investor clients, are they finding people new to the investor game, or are they becoming the agent of an existing investor who is now switching from an agent that they've worked with in the past?
I would say both. You'd be surprised, agents listening, how many investors are currently in their database. They're just not having those conversations. And so the first conversation you need to be having is talking with your existing client database about adding at least one more rental every single year. One rental property for done over, let's say, 5-10 years is going to completely change your client's life. We're talking paying for college for kids. We're talking about building your own retirement plan. We all know that Social Security is going to be out of money in 2035, right? There's a big problem that is happening in the United States as far as these trends, again, of the baby boomers and retiring and Social Security. I mean, I don't want to say that there's a grim future ahead of us, but for those of us that don't have other income streams coming in that are passive, that are not active income, It's going to be difficult, I think, moving into the future. And so just by having that conversation with your clients, helping them again, get one rental property a year, one rental property a year will completely change their life. It'll completely change your business as well. You help 50 clients buy one rental property a year that are probably already in your database. That's a significant business.
And there is another Real Estate Law Podcast quick take. For the full episode, please go to YouTube or iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to or heard that quick take. We're also on realestatelawpodcast.com, where you can get all of our episodes and information about the show. On behalf of attorney broker Rory Gill, this is Jason Muth. Thank you for listening.